podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to Thomas Jefferson High School here in Pleasant Hills in the WPIO Wrestling Team Tournament. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you AAA quarterfinal round action featuring number 6 Trinity and number 3 Thomas Jefferson, both winners in our first round matches just a few moments ago here at TJ. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Our floor director is Nate Rigotti, videographer Josh Laird, and Dave Anthony is producing in our downtown Washington studios. Our coverage of the WPIL AAA Team Tournament quarterfinals is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side, log on eberinsurance.com. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at Advanced Surgical Hospital. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. And by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. We'll round down the other WPIL team tournament scores we have to this point, take a deeper look at how our two teams got to the quarters when we continue here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics, call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to the WPIL AAA Wrestling Team Tournament. Here are scores that we have for you. At number 1, Connellsville, the host, a winner over Shaler Area, 57-12. Connellsville will take on number 8, Kiske, a 45-29 winner over Greater Latrobe. At the two-seed Franklin Regional, the host taking on Moon, don't have that final yet. Number 7, North Allegheny, awaits the winner. NA, a 37-27 winner over Fox Chapel. Here, number 3, Thomas Jefferson, 55-14 over North Hills. Trinity, 41-24 over West Allegheny. 3, TJ, and 6, Trinity to square off in the quarters. And at number 4, Bethel Park, the host, 50-10 over Butler. Number 5, Norwin, eliminates Cannon McMillan, 41-23. I have 6 of the 8 scores in the 2A brackets. Number 1, Burrell, 58-15 over Greensburg-Salem. Number 8, Southmoreland eliminates Jeff Morgan, 36-33. Number 2, Derry, 68-6 over Avella. Derry will take on number 7, Burgettstown, 42-34 winners over Highlands. Number 3, McGuffey, a 62-11 winner over Avonworth. Number 6, Laurel will wrestle the Highlanders, 53-20 winners over Best Center. We do not yet have scores out of Quaker Valley and Freedom Area. We're going to go to 127 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
And those of you watching on our NFHS feed tonight, we at times will go side by side. And those of you listening on air or online, we'll get you caught up immediately when we get back. We started 127 pounds, Dominic Canale for Trinity. And it'll be Jacob LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson. And quickly, takedown for Canale. Escape for LeBrier, takedown for Canale. Our officials, Larry Maggi is the assistant on this match, and Andy Wright calling the action. 6-1 lead for Trinity's Dominic Canale. Winner by fall, LeBrier a default winner in their first round matches to get to this point. Winner advances to Saturday's semifinals. Winner here will take on the Franklin Regional North Allegheny winner in one semifinal. And we can tell you that Connellsville Kiski area winner will take on the Bethel Park Norwin winner in the other 3A semifinal. Canale and LeBrier find their way to the boundary. And with the only one match going on right now, able to zoom in and get a little tighter coverage of some of the action, get the wide shot as well, get the score bug up there. 6-2 the score now. LeBrier got an escape and another takedown for Canale to take us out to a 9-2 count. 30 seconds to go in our first period. Tom Canale has wasted little time in that neutral position three times, getting takedowns. And the first period winding down to its conclusion. Canale trying to get to a power Nelson, but has the leg hooked on the left side and that power Nelson on the right. Period's going to come to an end. We'll go to the second period on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
9-2 Canale after one. He's on the bottom to begin the second period. LeBrier trying to work around back. And keep control there. Hooks up underneath the right shoulder, as you can clearly see. Steps to the left side of the body, trying to hook a leg there, but Canale sits and turns right in and blows out of there for an escape to go up 10-2. Major decision lead at the moment. LeBrier shooting for a leg, and he ends up with his forehead in the mat, loses the hand on the leg, and Canale just drives to the side to get another takedown. That comes 45 seconds into our second period. Now a 12-3 lead. Check that 13. Yeah, it should be 13-2. That my brain looked at scoreboard and said one thing and saw another, and that happens sometimes. Tilt attempt by Canale, but did not get any back counts. Now just going back to that power Nelson. But tough to do that when you have the left leg hooked and the right Nelson try to turn the guy on the bottom back into yourself. Canale keeps the leg hooked. It keeps LeBrier from getting any kind of real momentum underneath to try to get out from there. 25 seconds to go. Be a stalling call on LeBrier on the bottom. Canale looking for a cradle. If he can run this the full boat, he would end the bout. Cradle, LeBrier goes over. There's enough time to get the full four points, and he's going to do that. Four near falls at the buzzer. 17-2 technical fall for Dom Canale. Trinity 5, Thomas Jefferson nothing. We go to 133 on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Cameron Timko for Thomas Jefferson at the 133 pounds. It'll be Jacob Wright for Trinity. Timko in on legs, but Wright rolls all the way and comes out the back door. Timko tries to answer that same way. Wright trying to pop a cradle with his own leg caught in the middle of it. Timko scrambles out to the side. Wright goes to a funk roll. And now he reaches up, pops out the back door, and Wright gets the takedown. How's that for action? There are times when this sport can get boring. That wasn't one of them. Escape now for Timko. 3-1 lead for Jacob Wright of Trinity. Wright in on a leg, and Timko with a whizzer. Wright tried to turn that into a cradle, but now Timko grabs that arm. Wright reaches across the body, pops the head, gets another takedown, goes up 6-1. Tilt attempt or something funky there by Wright. Now he's up, stuck up underneath the body of Timko, trying to work his weight back and gets a leg lace in. Jacob Wright might want to just sit there for a moment. Enjoy the view. Now, leg hook going cross body, trying to deal with that. Eventually the logical conclusion of this attempt here is the guillotine, but that leg hook not in nearly enough to try to work that direction. So it's the leg hook and that power Nelson back against it. 15 seconds to go in the first period. 6-1 lead for Jacob Wright. And that appears to be the way we're going to go to the second. We'll have that for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Go to the second period. 6-1 lead for Trinity's Jacob Wright. He'll start the period on the bottom. And now, here we go. Leg hook deeply by Timko. And he's tried to pull that on that crossbody. Try to hook the arm back around the head and go to the guillotine. Unable to finish it off, but Wright's left arm caught up. Forearm pulled across the chest. Timko can't hang on to it. Just wants to fight back and get that leg lace in and going right back to the crossbody. Arm behind the head. Now, strain on the shoulder. Larry Maggi right there making sure that this doesn't go too far. Timko abandons the effort for the moment. Still has the leg hooked in on the right side. 1:10 to go in the second. Now Wright trying to turn inside this leg lace, but good work by Timko. Scoot the hips underneath and keep control. TP up goes Wright, cradle goes Timko. Wright didn't realize it quickly enough, did get the hand and leg, head and leg together, and hands locked, but Wright able to stretch out and break that. 45 seconds to go, second period. 6-1, right where we were at the end of the first period. Timko's been able to ride solidly in multiple opportunities to maybe get near fall points, but Jacob Wright has avoided that. Now Wright trying to pull Timko high up over the shoulders. Wright spreading out, knees wide. Crossbody ride again by Timko. 20 seconds to go in this second period. And looks like they're going to run through the end of the second in the exact same score that we ended the first. 6-1 lead, Trinity's Jacob Wright, third period. When we come back on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Third period again. Wright is on the bottom. Timko didn't get the legs in. Wright trying to turn inside. Timko trying to keep leg there. They are going to give the reversal to Wright. So now he's up by an 8-1 score. Timko sitting back into Wright. Wright cannot get a leg hooked in there, but Timko's right arm is really virtually useless at this point because it was just absolutely immobilizing. We had a great view there. Left arm of Timko pulled across the chest. Wright was trying to get off his hips and get out to the side. Got that power. Nelson trying to tuck Timko's head out of the way and just shove the shoulders to the mat. Jacob Wright with an 8-1 lead. And a back count, one swipe. Count started again. I don't know if that was one swipe or if he got the second one. It started but didn't go all the way out. So if there are back points here, there are two only. And now the count goes again. Maggi counting. And Jacob Wright going to sit right there with just under 40 seconds to go. Here comes Timko up from a reversal. Four back points for Wright, two reversal the other way. I've got 12-3. That's good enough for a major decision right here for Jacob Wright. If he can make that stand up. Timko, who rode the entire second period. And now, stalemate called. 6.9 seconds to go. Start with Wright on the bottom. And Wright just spreads the knees out. Timko running out of time. And Jacob Wright of Trinity with a 12-3 major decision. Trinity 9, Thomas Jefferson nothing. We go to 139 on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Devin Junko for Trinity, Liam Overdorf for Thomas Jefferson. Junko losing an 8-6 decision to Logan Slovic of West Allegheny. Overdorf lost a major decision to Paul Sermonero of North Hills. So a couple of guys here looking for their first win of the night. Trinity up 9-0. Junko in on the legs, turns it to the second one. He caught Overdorf on his hips and got the takedown to go up 3-0 just 30 seconds in. Overdorf up on his knees, forehead buried in the mat, trying to battle underneath the body for wrist control. Junko riding solidly right there, but wanted to get it wrist-free to begin to try to do something with that. Junko trying to bar the left arm, unable to do that. Overdorf started up, got up off his knees, was on his hands, and now a tilt by Junko. Can't turn him long enough to get back counts. Junko with knees on both sides of the hips, picks an ankle just to tell Overdorf, I'm here, you're not standing up. Junko continues to lean on Overdorf, now up on the balls of his feet and the palms of his hands, and Junko shoves him out of bounds. 23.3 seconds to go in our opening period. Trinity leading the team score 9-0, the bout score at the moment. 3-0 Devin Junko. They'll go to the second period with that way. Junko's takedown 25 seconds in. The only score, second period. WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Devin Junko, 9 seconds into the second, comes from on the bottom, gets a reversal and the pin. 2:09, the time of the fall. Junko puts Trinity in front 15-0 as we go now to 145 pounds. TJ Allison for Trinity. Colby Engel for TJ, and Allison quickly in on a takedown. Coming up next, the run of three for TJ because Shaw, White, and Marlowe sit ready to come next. Allison gets the early takedown, and now the fall in 26 seconds. Trinity 21, Thomas Jefferson nothing after four. We go to 152 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Maddox Shaw for Thomas Jefferson pops his head out from Luke Poland. Gets a takedown, and Poland given an escape. We're just 15 seconds in. It's 3-1. Shaw trying to get to legs again. Poland fights that off. Short drag, and Shaw with another nifty takedown. 35 seconds in, he's scored two takedowns. The lead 6-1. He's going to cut Poland loose again for an escape, 6-2. And now another Maddox Shaw takedown clinic going on here. But, you know, really, the Jags, while Shaw dominant here, you know, he runs his score out and gets a tech fall at 6, but pretty soon he's going to start working to get the whole thing. Here we go. Forearm, cradle, leg, hook, shoulder stack, and Poland in all kind of trouble and pinned. 1 minute, 15 seconds, the time of the fall. Maddox Shaw gets TJ on the board. It's Trinity 21, Thomas Jefferson 6. We get a 160 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Braden White for Thomas Jefferson, Bear Bruckner for Trinity, presented 160 pounds. This is bout number six. Bruckner keeps White pinned at the edge of the mat. Those two hand fighting, make their way back to the middle. Shot by White. Bruckner fought that off momentarily, but Braden White with the takedown, 35 seconds gone in our first period. Just not enough time between matches, my friends. You put things away because you had got to get to the next thing you need, but you can't remember where you put them, and then you can't find them anyway. Escape given to Bruckner to make it 3-1, 55 seconds to go. Braden White shoots right in on the legs, and Bruckner gives up the takedown. 6-1 lead for Braden White. Thirty seconds remaining. Tilt roll, and good job by Bruckner to go all the way across. Bruckner trying to avoid giving up points here late in the mat. Now up onto his knees and trying to crawl through. White hanging onto an ankle, and he's just a little quicker than Bear Bruckner, and White going to get the advantage. 6-1 after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Braden White leads 6-1. Choice for the bottom by Bruckner. Bruckner trying to turn back in, and White tried to toss him, and Bruckner ends up on his feet for an escape. This was not a given. This was an earned escape. Tossed by White, and Bruckner able to roll on across and get belly down. Gave up the takedown, but nothing more than that. But it's 9-2. Not halfway through this bout. Braden White, Allegheny County champion, the middle of those three in a row for TJ. And Bodie Marlowe waiting on deck. Come out at 172. Shaw, White, and Marlowe all had pins in the first round victory against North Hills. Luke Poland, who was pinned a few moments ago by Shaw, had a pin for Trinity. Bruckner had a technical fall. And Tegan Barr, who's likely to come out to see Marlowe, had a pin. So, obviously, guys that did big numbers in their opening matches facing off here. And so far, it's advantage TJ here in the midweights. 30 seconds to go, second period. 9-3 the score as Bruckner gets a second escape, and now he's in deep on a single. Braden White tried to shove him down and get him off. Now whizzer in by Braden White, and watch for a little slide move here by White. He's trying to crank the elbow. And Bruckner just trying to hang on to that leg. White up over the shoulders, and a takedown awarded right before the buzzer. Four takedowns in the match, and Braden White just that much better at the moment than Bear Bruckner. 12-3 the count now as we go to the third period, and White chooses neutral position. Why not? He's already scored four takedowns. And a takedown and a near fall would end this bout with a tech fall, but of course, White looking for all six, not just five. Fights out of an arm battle, gets the takedown. Now he gave it, now he wiped it off. Now to right at the edge of the mat. Looked like Maggi gave it, then wiped it off, but he keeps pointing at White, and they are going to stay that way, and now the officials are going to talk, and I think they are going to wipe that takedown off altogether. Trinity coach is wanting a question here. White gave an escape to Bruckner, but Maggi originally waved it off. I thought they talked it over and decided to wave it off, but apparently the takedown's going to stand. Ron Tarquinio, and now both coaches want the officials to the scores table, Michael Laddick and Ron Tarquinio. And it looks like they're going to let the takedown stand and then the escape given. So score is 15-4. In favor of Braden White, who's just been dominant in the neutral position. Shoots to a leg again. Bruckner hopping on his left foot. Tries to go to a roll and goes all the way through. Has not given up the takedown yet. But now White gets his leg free and he exposes Bruckner's shoulders. And now White trying to get the fall here. The match is going to end here one way or another. Bruckner trying to keep his left shoulder blade off the mat. Goes one way, then the other. Bruckner trying to fight this off, but he tried to roll out of that last takedown, and he's not been able to roll out of it. The question is, can he survive? Bruckner so far able to keep that left shoulder blade up off the mat. And those of you watching on NFHS, you got a great look at that. This is the difference between 16 points and 5. Bruckner rolls one way, then the other, and Maggi calls the fall. 5:46, the time of the fall for Braden White. Trinity 21, Thomas Jefferson 12, back on the WJPA Sports Network here on NFHS.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Tegan Barr for Trinity, Bodie Marlowe for Thomas Jefferson. Marlowe comes right across the circle. Barr survives that initial onslaught. Wrestling neutral. Marlowe right back in on a leg shot again. This time he tries, just wasn't even a sweep kick. He just kicked Barr in the back of the calf. Takedown awarded. Marlowe escape to Barr. Spin move by Barlow, and he caught Barr on his hips. Marlowe going to get the second takedown to go up 6-1. Marlowe gives an escape to Tegan Barr, make it 6-2, wants just a sweet ankle pick and gets the takedown. That's the third escape for Barr, and this is where Bodie Marlowe is just really pretty dominant. He's got four takedowns. We're not halfway through the first period. 12-3 lead at the moment, so Marlowe plus 9. Tegan Barr on his hands and knees, and Marlowe just pulls him out of bounds. Back into the middle we go one more time. Tight waist by Marlowe, trying to get that cookie ride. Now tries trying to package that arm. Traps the wrist underneath the body. Trying to get a bar in if he can, but so far he cannot. Now the bar is in, but the wrist free. 30 seconds to go, and just muscling Teagan Barr to his back. Bodie Marlowe picking up on the head, trying to drive that left shoulder down. Hips rotated by Barr to get as much leverage as he can, and Marlowe packages him up and gets the fall. 1 minute, 46 seconds. Pin for Bodie Marlowe. Trinity 21, Thomas Jefferson 18. We go to 189 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Zach LeBrier for Thomas Jefferson, Jackson Bruckner for Trinity. And LeBrier just went right across the circle, picked Bruckner up and set him back into the mat for a takedown. Nearly had Bruckner exposed, but Bruckner able to fight that off. Just the three-point takedown here in the opening 10 seconds. And now LeBrier shoves Bruckner out of bounds. Zach LeBrier, runner-up at Allegheny County. He was the fourth wrestler in a row to the finals for TJ. Shaw, White, and Marlowe won, and LeBrier lost a one-point decision to Green of Central Catholic. An escape picked up by Bruckner to get to within 3-1. Here comes LeBrier trying to hit to a fireman's carry. Arm is trapped, and he dumps Bruckner over the shoulders and now exposed. It's what he didn't get the first time. Got back counts going here, and Bruckner in trouble. LeBrier works back, just shoves the shoulders down, and Bruckner all but pinned. And the fall comes. 1:04, the time of the pin. The Thomas Jefferson Jaguars go back to back to back to back. Four straight falls to take the lead. We've wrestled eight bouts. Four wins apiece. Jags with the extra bonus, 24-21. TJ, we go to 2:15 on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This is a must-win bout for Trinity. TJ's won four in a row, all by pins, and three of those four in the first period, and they have Shep Turk waiting at 285. The Jags are stronger, at least in the first two lightweights. Trinity, not so much. And so the Hillers have to get this one. And Ian Holub says, okay, we'll get that started. Takedown right at the edge of the mat. 30 seconds gone in the first here at 2:15. Trent Miller for Thomas Jefferson got to his feet, but Holub pulls him back into the mat. Miller crawling to the edge. And he'll get a fresh start. Good to have you along on WJPA FM in Washington, online at WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and on the NFHS Network as well. Holub keeping Miller broken down into the mat. Has him now on his side for a moment. Miller got to his feet. Holub scrambles around to stay with him. Tight waist, and now grabbed that right wrist and kept Miller on the mat. Miller up on the balls of his feet and the palms of his hands, TPing up, as our colleague George Lammy would call that. Just under 50 seconds remaining on our first period, 215-pound action. Stand up again by Miller. Hollab around the leg, enough to trip Miller back into the mat. Miller now high legs over the top, and he's going to get a reversal. 3-2 lead for Hollab. You could just see reversal coming eventually. Trinity coaches want that to be ruled an escape, but here's my thing. They called a reversal, and I'm okay with that because I think Miller had control, but Hall of getting to his feet is not nearly, you know, getting is not an escape, and so I'm good right where we are. Andy Wright and Larry Maggi officiating. And a little early start there for Trent Miller. But has a legs around the waist and a power Nelson in on Ian Hollab. For Hollab, you don't want to stay there and get beat up in this position very long. And again, a match the Hillers have to win, given what's coming over the next four bouts. TJ has rolled out to a 24-21 win. The Jags unbeaten in dual meet competition on the season. TJ 11-0. End of one, 3-2 lead for Hollab. We'll keep it here. Hollab's choice, Miller's choice, and he'll take bottom position. Team tournament statewide will have a whole different look this year with only the quarterfinalist advancing to the championship site, and that is at Altoona this year, not at the Giants Center. Miller works his way to his feet and is free for an escape that ties the match. Hollab drives in to Miller, and Miller backs to the edge of the mat. Big thanks to Bill Chirpak, Phil Mary with the wrestling committee, the folks here at Thomas Jefferson for their assistance. Hollab came across the circle, and Miller dropped to a single, and boy, he almost got it. Now Hollab out of that, and the two to the edge of the mat, and Miller backs up again. He's just really willingly backed up a couple of times out of bounds. Hollab works the tie-up carefully this time, did not want to allow Miller that open shot to the legs as an aggressive tie-up might present. Hollab driving in, underhook. Miller at the edge of the mat, backs away, called for stalling. 1:04 to go, second period. And again, Miller just backing up. And it wasn't like he was being overpowered. Shot taken by Miller. Hollab shaken up and is going to get an injury timeout. There is no takedown. Coach Michael Laddick asking officials to come to the table. They want a takedown, but the injury happened on the shot. And I don't know if we have that as if we can go back and look at that, Nate. No? Okay. The shot by Miller stunned Hollab. Miller shot and then backed up. It wasn't like he just continued to power in. Then once he saw that Ian Hollab was reaching down for his left knee and leg, then Miller secondary shot, a follow-up basically. But at that point, Andy Wright was stepping in to call for an injury timeout. Hollab gets to his feet. A little bit of limp there. Not going to award the takedown, and I think that's the right call. Back into action with 57 seconds to go in the second. Wright takes a shot. Hollab fights this one off. But now Wright going to be a little more aggressive here in the neutral. Ian Hollab takes a peek at the scoreboard. Time, 40 seconds to go in a second. Hollab now sprawling back from a single leg shot. It's that left leg that Miller hit earlier. Hollab trying to reach across the back. Miller trying to rise up and get to a double if he can. But Hollab trying to spin and flatten him out. Now trying to spin the other way. And one way, then the other. And now Miller up off the leg. And Hollab going to win this little skirmish. And the two are out of bounds. 17 seconds remain. Second period, 3-3 tie. Miller chose bottom to start this second. and came up free in about 10 seconds. Two kind of squaring off. Will either take a shot here late. 10 seconds remaining in the second. Hall up with an underhook, shoving in to Miller. Miller backing up. Now Miller's got to circle and stay in bounds or going to risk another call. 3-3 after two, third period on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Ian Hollop tried to come up from underneath, but Trent Miller got legs hooked in on him and has flattened Hollop back out. Hollop trying to draw his base back up under him, and Miller goes right back to legs. Got a leg hooked in on the right side, powering across the body up under the Nelson. Now Hollop trying to pull Miller up over the top. Miller still cranking on that power Nelson, but Hollop's leg is out of the hook, and now he's trying to pull Miller all the way up over. Hollop up onto his feet. Miller gives up the reversal and goes to his back. Hollop getting the squeeze. He's got Miller decked. And the fall comes. 4:59 for Ian Hollop in a must-win bout for the Hillers. Trinity 27, Thomas Jefferson 24. We get a 2:85 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Edric Williams for Trinity, Shep Turk for Thomas Jefferson. Turk picks Williams up and puts him right onto his shoulders. 5 seconds in the takedown. Turk, chest-to-chest pressure, has Williams, the left shoulder blade apparently just up off the mat. Shep Turk trying to get those 6 points that Ian Hollop worked so hard for, gets them right back. Time of the fall, 23 seconds. TJ, 30. Trinity 27 will make the turn to the low weights when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Jackson Hoy for Trinity lost 5-4 to Michael Johnson in the first round match. Zach Rehack for Thomas Jefferson, winner by fall over Giovanni Polito of North Hills in their first round matchup. Rehack trying to get between the legs, but Hoy, who spent a lot of time in a funky situation in the opening round, finds himself right there once again. TJ plus three. Takedown picked up for Jackson Hoy. The entire Trinity coaching staff up on their feet toward the mat. Plenty of room between the bench and the mat area here. First rounds, the far side bleachers were used as the team benches. Hoy hanging on to an ankle. Now he lost that. 45 seconds to go. First period, Jackson Hoy of Trinity up 3-0. Trinity's next two wrestlers both lost bonus point situations in their first round. Parker Jennings lost a major decision, and Landon Ault beaten by technical fall. TJ, meanwhile, Robert Cordova won by technical fall, and Dominic Costa lost by a major decision. So strength on strength advantage earlier. Stalling call against Hoy on top. Boy, a costly final 10 seconds as now Rehak gets a reversal. Period comes to an end. No back points. 3-2. Hoy leads at the end of one second period on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
This is bout number 11. Each team has won five, but TJ with more bonus points in their five wins. Rehak starts the second on the bottom, comes up for an escape, shoots right in for the legs, gets a takedown, and from down 3-0, just 45 seconds in, Zach Rehak has come all the way back and now leads 6-3. Escape and takedown here in this second. Jackson Hoy trying to fight off getting cradled, but he can't. Hands locked. Hoy goes up perpendicular, and now Rehak turns him further over. Rehak trying to get the Jags' sixth pin of the night, and there it is. 3 minutes, the time of the fall. Zach Rehak pins Jackson Hoy. Thomas Jefferson, 36. Trinity, 27. Hillers have to sweep and get bonus points. We'll go to 114 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network. Robert Cordova for Thomas Jefferson takes down Parker Jennings. That took 10 seconds. Hillers must win both, but regular wins won't be enough. They'll drop a three-point decision. Jennings trying to turn in. Cordova spins all the way through. Jennings with a leg hook. Cross-face attempt by Jennings. He's going to get up on top, and Jennings is going to get control with the reversal. Well, the thing that both Parker Jennings and Landon Auld have to realize, you got to win, because even one regular win keeps your hopes alive. If you lose the bout, the dual meet's over. You can't win it, and so you got to win. That's first things first for Trinity. For TJ, it's get a win and seal this and get on to the semifinals. To his feet comes Cordova for an escape. And now Cordova for a TJ up 4-2. Ties up the head, now grabs the knee, trying to step behind the other leg of Parker Jennings. Cordova drops off the head and down around the knee. Jennings trying to shove that down toward the mat. Pretty good lock on that right knee. And Cordova steps up, picks up the other leg, has control of both, and Jennings on his hands gives up the takedown. 7-2 lead for Robert Cordova. 10 seconds to go. First period. Cordova trying to muscle up, and bench telling him, hey, just sit right there. 7-2 Cordova after 1 second period on the WJPA Sports Network here on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Choice by Parker Jennings on the bottom position, and And they look for a moment like he might get free and gets trapped and tilted and gives up a four-point near fall. It's 11-2. Robert Cordova of TJ. The Jags leading by nine, in control of this bout, and a win in either this bout or the 121-pound bout. And TJ will improve to 12-0 and go to the team tournament semifinals. Tilt again. If this one goes the full boat, yeah, it's not. And it's going to be no back counts or no back points, multiple separate one counts is the ruling from referee Larry Maggi. A minute to go in the second. Jennings sitting out, trying to turn back in to Cordova. Worked this in the first period for a reversal, but eventually gave up an escape and a takedown. And trails now 11-2. Jennings broken chest down. Cordova, good solid cross face with that left. Let Jennings know, not only let it know it's there, but it's there forcefully. Jennings to a knee, tried to turn back into Cordova. No can do. 25 seconds to go. Second period, arm folded onto the back. Cordova just going to pin it right there. Now bars that arm, reaches up under. 15 seconds remaining in this second period. Only scoring in this period, the early near fall on the tilt by Cordova. And we're going to go 11-2 to the third. We'll keep it here. Choice belongs to Cordova. I think he's going to take top position. He has been punishing on top. And so we'll stay right there, leading by nine. Jennings gets to his feet. Cordova follows, drops down around a leg. Jennings a little better position trying to step across, but Cordova can't hang on to the left knee and gives up the reversal. So it's now 11-4. Wrestlers to their feet. Escape given to Cordova. They'll wrestle neutral now. Parker Jennings twice has been in control, but one lasted 30 seconds. The other lasted 8 seconds. Jennings trails 12-4 with a minute 20 to go. Cordova. And that 8-point lead goes away a lot faster than it used to. Takedown awarded to Jennings. Jennings up or down 12-7. But Cordova, comfortable sitting right where they are, edge of the mat, and he has a hold of Jennings' right ankle. Cordova trying to turn back into Jennings, and Jennings trying to keep that leg around the waist, and now drives Cordova back over to his knees, but Jennings wanting to get up and cut Cordova free, and still no control, escape awarded. There is no escape. It is Jennings, and now Cordova turning in. It's Jennings fighting to try to get out of this. And good work here by Robert Cordova. He did not just take the escape that that Jennings wanted to give. Now a near fall situation. The count is not going. The shoulder's just perpendicular, according to referee Larry Maggi. And Cordova going to fight this off. And the buzzer's going to sound. There is no near fall. And Ron Tarquinio wants to talk to Larry Maggi at the scorer's table, and he's going to get warned. And Tarquinio, he's going to end up losing points, but it is a 12-7 final. Robert Cordova clinches the dual meet for Thomas Jefferson. Jags 39, Hillers 27. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
And Landon Ault presents at 121 pounds, and the Jaguars forfeit to Ault, but the dual meet already in hand, 39-33. Thomas Jefferson's 12th dual meet of victory of the year, and it's on to the team tournament semifinals. TJ will take on either Franklin Regional or North Allegheny. We'll recap this one for you. A Thomas Jefferson impressive win with six falls in seven matches to take control, and they win the dual meet. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and NMLS 458-729.
Welcome back to Thomas Jefferson, where they host Jaguars, a 39-33 winner. We do have a couple of other finals in the quarters. Here in AAA, Connellsville 52, Kiski 22. So Connellsville will meet the Bethel Park Norwin winner in one AAA semifinal. The other will be Thomas Jefferson against the Franklin Regional North Allegheny victor. On the 2A side, number one seed Burrell, 55-15 win against Southmoreland. Burrell will meet either Quaker Valley or Freedom. And McGuffey, a 45-24 winner against Laurel. And McGuffey will wrestle either Derry or Bergenstown in the other 2A semifinal. And if we get any further scores before we wrap up, we'll be more than happy to pass those along. Let's go back and recap the dual meet for you. It started well for the Trinity Hillers, four straight wins and all with bonus points to build a 21-0 lead. Here's how it happened. Dom Canale with a technical fall over Jacob LeBrier, 17-2 the score. That happened at the end of the second period, so at the four-minute mark, 5-0 Trinity. Jacob Wright with a reversal and a four-point near fall in the third to extend a 6-1 lead out to a major decision, 12-3 win over Cameron Timko. Trinity led 9-0. Back-to-back pins for the Hillers gave them that 21-0 lead. Devin Junko started on the bottom in the second period. 2 seconds in, he had a reversal. 9 seconds into that second, he had the pin over Liam Overdorf. 2:09 the time of the fall for Junko. And TJ Allison followed quickly. 26 seconds took to pin Colby Engel of TJ. And Trinity led 21-0. Here come the Jags, though, right into the heart of their outstanding lineup. Four straight pins, three of them in the first period. Maddox Shaw pinning Luke Poland in a minute and 15 seconds. Braden White had a 12-3 lead after two, and he pinned Bear Bruckner with just 14 seconds to go in a match, 5:46 the time there. Bodie Marlowe with a pin of Tegan Barr after putting on a takedown clinic, had four takedowns in the first minute of the bout. And after the fourth one, he put Barr into his back, got the fall at 146. And then Zach LeBrier pinning Jackson Bruckner after a couple of takedowns. 104 the time of the fall. It put TJ in front momentarily, up 24-21. Hillers took their last lead of the night when Ian Holub reversed Trent Miller in the third period and put him to his back. 4:59 the time of the fall for Ian Holub. Trinity led 27-24. Shep Turk only let that lead stand for 23 seconds. Came across, picked up Edric Williams, and put him right to his back. Pinned him in 23 seconds, 30-27. TJ in front to stay. Zach Rehak gave up the initial takedown to Jackson Hoy, but got a reversal to pull to within 3-2 after one. Rehak in the second, escape, takedown, and the pin at the three-minute mark. TJ was up 36-27. Hillers had to win both and get bonus points, and they split the final two matches. Robert Cordova, with a 7-2 lead after one against Parker Jennings, extended that to 11-2 after two and a 12-7 regular decision to seal the dual meet. TJ up 39-27. Landon Ault granted a forfeit in the final bout of the night to set our final score 39-33. We'll recognize our outstanding wrestler brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Trinity led 21-18 when our outstanding wrestler took the mat. You know, wrestling is such a sport of runs, and when things get rolling, sometimes they just keep rolling. Well, they were rolling for TJ thanks to Shaw, White, and Marlowe, but then the fourth guy steps to the mat. Their fourth straight Allegheny County Championships final wrestler. He came up short of a four straight win for the Jags, but did not come up short tonight. Got after it in a hurry. Takedown 10 seconds in, gave up an escape, got another takedown, and just a minute and 4 seconds into the match, pinning Jackson Bruckner, our outstanding wrestler, presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, goes to Zach LeBrier. And that fourth straight pin gave TJ a lead. They did give it back when Ian Holub got the fall, but to just finish off that outstanding run, Zach LeBrier tabbed as our outstanding wrestler. Got a couple of other scores in. We'll run all that down and set the pairings for Saturday's AA and AAA WPIL Team Tournament semifinals when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No trippin', I'm the man, caught slippin'. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only sorting fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he post, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Here are the scores that we have and the matchups that we're looking at come Saturday. First of all, in the AAA team tournament, tonight Connellsville beat Kiski 50-22. Connellsville will take on the Bethel Norwin winner. That's the 4-5 quarterfinal going on right now. Thomas Jefferson, a 39-33 winner over Trinity. The number 3 seed Jaguars will take on either Franklin Regional or North Allegheny. That's the 2-7 matchup. In AA, number 1 Burrell, a 55-15 winner over Southmoreland. Burrell will take on either Quaker Valley or Freedom. That's the 4-5 pairing in the quarterfinals. And number 3 McGuffey, a 45-24 winner over Laurel, will take on the Derry Trojans, the 2 seed. Derry, a 49-15 win over Burgettstown in the 2-7 matchup tonight. Our coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, and online at chambersinsurance.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Thanks to head coaches Ron Tarquinio and Michael Laddick, to Phil Mary from the WPIO Wrestling Committee, to TJ's Tony and Savannah for their assistance in keeping us straight, and to Bill Chirpak and the crew here at Thomas Jefferson. For our floor director, Nate Rigotti, videographer Josh Laird, and our producers Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIO Wrestling AAA Team Tournament Quarterfinals, Thomas Jefferson 39, Trinity 33. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.